Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
What if versus what is? Since much of what an actor does every day is centered around the what if of portraying a character, the balance between what if and what is probably much more difficult to achieve than for non-actors. But for sure, people in every industry struggle with reconciling these two states of mind about many things. Learning how to strike the balance is a key to enjoying the time spent intentionally in each world. I actually have this crude but awesome figure that I drew for this particular episode. And if you Google Bonnie Gillespie, what if versus what is, you'll find it. You need to put what if versus what is in quotation marks for it to be the first hit. But Bonnie Gillespie, quotation mark, what if versus what is, close quotation marks, you will find it. It is gorgeous. But just in case you can't find it, I will sort of spell it out for you. It's basically a four-piece matrix. So it's quadrant square here. And we've got the positive and the negative of each of these zones on this board. So we'll say the center line represents healthy above and unhealthy below, creative above, blocked below. And there's plus and minus to each of the boxes. And so the quadrants include, for the business, healthy is being aware of yourself and what the industry needs. Whereas unhealthy on the business side of things is hopeless, can't change, feeling stuck. And on the artistic side of things, on the creative side, the healthy side, there's this ability to dream and plan and put yourself in character. And on the blocked side or the unhealthy side, there's this obsessed with actor mind taffy and fantasy. The zone we want to hit is on the healthy, creative side for both biz and art at the same time. That zone is between the what is of being aware of yourself and what the industry needs and the what if that has you able to dream and plan and put yourself in character, but not living in a space of the what is of being hopeless and you can't change and the industry can't change and so you're stuck, and not living in the what if of being obsessed with actor mind taffy and fantasy and being too much of a dreamer. So the goal is to hit the zone and spend as much time as possible there. That's the healthiest place in both the what if and the what is parts of your life, and the ever important balance between both worlds. When the what ifs help, what ifs are great when you need the motivation to continue. Sometimes the day-to-day is so boring or disheartening that the fantasy of how things will or could be someday is enough to really keep the dream alive. Knowing there's the chance that you'll be able to leave that survival job behind, that your name will appear in TV Guide, that you'll be asked to join Oprah on the couch for a chat about your latest philanthropic endeavor, you know, since you're using your fame to make a difference in the world and all that, may be exactly what you need to keep you going to one more cattle call, one more EPA, one more chemistry read. Obviously, a major space for what ifs in the actor's life is reserved for visualizing yourself in a role. What ifs often give you that as if that you need to do your best audition. Sure, there's research behind the character's life and you're making choices based on that too, but it's often the commitment you make to this fictional world you've entered for the sake of the audition that makes a difference in whether your audition goes on the ride with you. Let's face it, what ifs are a big part of how you do the craft of your job, no matter what school or technique you came from. When what ifs hurt. What ifs are a bad idea when you find yourself playing around with so much actor mind taffy that you drive yourself and your friends nuts. You can't seem to stop thinking about how you could have auditioned better, how they went with your nemesis again, how you would have booked this part if only you hadn't eaten that onion sandwich right before the pre-read, or you spend your time imagining how much better your career would be if only you had signed with that agent who wanted to sign you last year, but you were so sure things would work out with your existing agent who now has left the business. How you should have chosen LA instead of New York, or made the move to LA sooner, or used the other headshot, or stayed a blonde. Whatever. Those are all things you can't go back and undo or redo in order to find out what could have been, what would have been. It's like the game of life and how you choose your road at that fork and you hope you land on the huge career with the awesome payday rather than the career you can't maintain if you end up with too many little baby pegs in your plastic car. Does this game exist anymore? I probably should update my pop culture game references. Maybe there's like a game on the Wii or something that's like the old board game life that I'm remembering. Anyway, since you can't go back and undo or redo and then experience the exact same opportunities, the more time you spend obsessing on that stuff, the more of the dark side of the what ifs you're experiencing. Also, within this area are things like spending more time wondering about the role that got away than preparing for the next one, or comparing yourself to others. It's all bad news, and it's the worst part of the what ifs. I guess the good news is that we all do it, no matter what career we've chosen. The better news is that we can stop doing it, and should, quickly, if we want to move forward and see some progress. When what is helps. Knowing where you are and really understanding your current situation is most valuable when you need to get focused on what's working and what isn't, so you can take steps toward improvement. Many people avoid looking at what is because it's sometimes uncomfortable to take note of areas that need fixing. Maybe your level of debt is out of control. Maybe you need to get in better shape. Maybe you aren't as good at comedy as you were back when you were in an ongoing class. But if you don't stop and take stock of what is, it's really easy to ignore blissfully what career barriers you're putting up and keeping up for yourself. What is also a great place to force yourself to go if you're the kind of person who has a tendency to spend too much time in the land of what if. Many actors and artists of all kind are so brilliant because they are very good at the what ifs. But because you're trying to sell your creative gifts in the land of what is, sometimes you'll need to anchor yourself to reality. When what is hurts. If you're the kind of person who sees what is as a death sentence, who wallows in self-pity over how nothing is ever going to get any better than it is right now, then you don't want to spend too much time pegged to the extreme in the land of what is. You want to get there to evaluate yourself, to check in with what buyers are looking for, to push yourself when necessary. But if you use what is as an excuse to stagnate and live in habits, refusing to stretch and grow and improve your craft, your business savvy, yourself, you're only hurting your chances at ever being given the opportunity to play or grow or share your gifts. Striking a balance. As with all things, the best gift you can give yourself involves two elements. One, know yourself. Know your tendencies. Are you more likely to do too much what if living, or are you dwelling in the quicksand of what is? Where do you spend most of your time and your energy? And is it in the helping or hurting part of each world? Not sure? Make a list. Make a list of everything that is good and everything that is bad about your acting career right now. How much of that list is you focusing on what if, and how much of it is you focusing on what is? It's like learning which side of your brain is dominant. Once you know your default setting, you can learn how to turn it into a strength. Two, find balance. Once you're sure you know yourself and where your default setting is in the whole what if versus what is arena, you can get better about visiting the other side when it serves a purpose. If you've learned you're a major what-ifer, who spends more time dreaming about the fantasy career than taking any concrete steps right now toward that fantasy, then you can create a short-term goal of simply spending a bit more time each day focused on a little thing that you can do to get from where you actually are now to where you're headed. Not to the goal, not yet, but in the direction of it. Even a tiny shift in your focus is going to make a difference in your ability to reach your ultimate goal. Because the ultimate goal is actually made up of a whole bunch of wee little goals you can accomplish in very short periods of time. I know everyone who's really craft-driven would love to never have to think about the business side of this industry, and everyone who's really business-savvy would love to apply logic and rules to the path of success actors travel. The punchline is, this is one industry in which neither the pegged-to-the-wall artist nor the pegged-to-the-wall logistician is going to win. An artist with no business savvy could do great in a community way outside of Hollywood. And someone who wants to apply logic and fairness in order to calculate a scientific path to success could do really well in an objective field, which acting in a major market just ain't. Balance, balance, balance. Once you know whether you're more of a what-if-er or a what-is-er, make a deal with yourself to visit the other world more often. and in a healthy way. Let me hear from you on this. Where do you live and how do you visit the other side?
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.